We, as you have seen from your missals, which I hope you're using, today we celebrate two special feasts. We already spoke about the first one a few days ago, St. Raymond of Peñafort. And of course, the English and the Americans never know how to write that, but anyway, that's not my problem. But it's Peñafort. And he was born in the province of Catalonia, which was then like a country, and from a very wealthy, a very holy family. He, as a young man, desired to become a priest. And he started his studies in Barcelona, the capital of Catalonia, and two other schools in Salamanca and Pamplona. But then he was sent to Italy, to the headquarters, even now in many ways, of the canon law and the law, any kind of law, in the church and in the world. And it was there that he met the Dominicans. And as a result, he was to meet the founder of the Dominicans, St. Dominic de Guzman. And he accepted him into the Dominican order. Later on, he would become the third Father General of, or Master General of the Dominican order. And he wrote many books and pamphlets about canon law, and also in the collect you will have seen that it speaks about the sacrament of confession, of penance, because he wrote also many books and with catalogs of the different sins and the penances that were required for those sins to be forgiven, even with confession. The other saint that we celebrate, one of the things that speaks about his miracles, the most important of his miracles that we know of, is that he was visiting some king, and the king was not saying right things, and he was immoral, so St. Raymond decided he was going to leave. And there was no way to leave, so he put his cape, his black cape, on the seat, and he went all the way across to Spain. And so that is definitely a miracle. That's a long distance to travel on a cape. The other saint is St. Emerenciana. St. Emerenciana is the sister of St. Agnes. And she too, like St. Agnes, was martyred for the faith. And so today we give thanks to God for these holy saints who give us an example of how we should behave. And the gospel tells us, be on time. Do not wait till last minute. You do not know when the Lord is going to come back. Be always ready and be on time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.